You're listening to the Poised Powerhouse Podcast. My name is Dr. Sita Hood, and I'm obsessed with empowering women like you with practical life strategies to live authentically without compromising your wellness. I used to be caught up in the hustle hard mentality until I learned that my quirky little traits I thought weren't that important actually turned out to be the secret sauce I needed to step boldly into my purpose and create impact, not only in my life, but so many amazing women around me. Organizing your schedule, launching impactful programs, redefining leadership without code switching or compromise, and stepping boldly into your God-given assignment are all topics we'll discuss here. Think of this podcast as that Sunday brunch with your girls that feels so therapeutic you can't wait to get to it. But let's clarify, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. All right, grab your notebook and your coffee or your tea. We don't discriminate over here. And let's start the show. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. And we're just going to go ahead and kick it off by asking, what's in your mug today? This is a Starbucks cold brew made at home. And it's serving, it's giving. We've been hooked on it for about a week or so, and it's doing its thing. So we're just gonna roll with it, you know? What's in your mug? How are you feeling? What are you thinking about today? Are you tight? Do you have some tension? Did some conflict go down that you need to get resolved or figured out? How did your day start? If your day did not start good, this is your moment to reset. All right, let's jump into today's episode. There's probably a ton of ways that you have been described in your life. Maybe you've been described as emotional. Maybe you've been described as somebody that's doing too much. Maybe you've been described as somebody that doesn't show up enough in the family. Maybe you changed up, you switched up, you acting funny. Maybe you're not sacrificing enough for people. Maybe you've been described as the strong friend, as the person who think that you all that and a $2 bag of chips and everything in between. And here's the thing, how you define you is what is most important. Have you ever thought of yourself as ambitious? Have you ever seen yourself as a visionary, as a creative dreamer, as a thought leader, as a pioneer? My guess is probably not. Because usually ambitious women, creative dreamers, and everybody in between, you don't see yourself the way that other people see you. You don't see yourself as a leader. You see yourself as somebody that's just doing what got to be done, okay? And I'm here for it, right? I'm here for it. But I'm also here to hold the mirror up to you today and let you know that you are a fierce, creative, ambitious woman, a dreamer, a visionary, and a pioneer. So I want to get into the six ways that you know you are an ambitious woman. But number six, you are a woman driven by passion and discovering your purpose. That means that you make choices that are rooted in your emotions and wisdom. You keep finding yourself extremely frustrated in your relationships because you keep trying to express what you want and your vision, and people just are not getting it. They're just not understanding what you're trying to convey. You may have been told that you are emotional, and some people think it's a good thing, but other people think it's a negative thing because you're tapped too far into your emotions. And if that's you today, I want you to know that some people audibly hear the Holy Spirit, and some people have an unction or a feeling or an impression from the Holy Spirit where He speaks to them, and it's an intuitive knowing that is a gift from God. So you may have an internal pull or an internal knowing, like you're being drawn to tap into your purpose, like you're being drawn to something, even if you're not sure why or what it is. You just have this very vague picture in your head and you're trying to hone in on that. Sign number five that you are an ambitious woman. You have a very particular vision for your life and the people that are around you and the people that you take with you in the future. Now, honey, let's keep it a hundo. People call you bougie when you talk about about your vision for the future. And they say that you're too much or you do things in vain because you want to live on the level that you were designed for. And I have to say designed for because a lot of times we think that the struggle is honorable. And in some ways, yeah, it is. But also, if you were designed for a higher purpose, if you were designed for a specific impact on a higher level, then you have to start living according to that level. You have to come up to the space that you were designed for. And you know that, you feel that, you sense that, you have a drawing or an internal pulling to that. And right now you might feel like your life is uber far away from where you want to be in this picture that you have for yourself, this dream lifestyle or your goals, but you are definitely motivated to make things happen. It's just one problem. You don't know how to do it. You're like, okay, but how? Don't worry, I got you. Here are three prompts from the vision matrix that I use with ambitious women I work with inside of the 24K Vision Accelerator. You got your pen? All right, close your eyes for a second. And when you close your eyes and you picture your dream lifestyle, I want you to write down what you see. Nothing is too insignificant. So for example, I see myself easing into the day and allowing my body to naturally wake up. I see myself being able to take my time, getting prepared for my day in the morning. I see work starting at 11. Write down what you see. Next, I want you to answer this question. What feelings do you want to feel in this particular space and how do you see that happening? So for example, I feel joy, I feel peace, I feel excitement about the day. And this comes from ease in my morning, but also it comes from the things that I do and the place that I'm in my life. Okay. And the last question that you want to ask yourself, what type of relationships do you have? Who do you see in this particular season of life with you? Going back to our example, my friends don't pressure me to call them or they don't expect me to apologize when I'm struggling to show up. I don't have to apologize for going off the grid for a little bit, right? So you want to answer those questions to get really clear. Number four, an ambitious woman is committed to her growth. You enjoy books or watching videos that are informative on YouTube University to enhance your craft, to enhance your gift, to spark creativity for yourself. You're not afraid of doing therapy or journaling to get to your own core issues so that you can find peace or even deeper levels of peace. And you know that your personal growth is closely linked to your purpose. So you conduct yourself accordingly because you already know, again, you were designed for a particular impact. And even if you don't know that just now, you feel it and you're kind of coming into alignment with God's vision for you. And along with that, you know that that takes healing some of the personal trauma that you've experienced in the past or growing from some of those negative things that have happened to you so that you can become this woman that you envision yourself to be. An ambitious woman is not afraid of hard work. When it comes to putting in hard work, you're not afraid. And this is why people are always calling you because you're reliable. And when you put in that work, you do it right the first time. You are not lazy. You don't half step. You do what has to be done because you know, again, that that is linked to your purpose. And if you're going to have do something, why do it at all? You might not always want to do the hard work, but you are willing to do the hard work if it pushes you closer to your goals. And because you are committed to your growth and you're not afraid of hard work, that also translates to your relationships sometimes because you recognize that relationships can be hard work and they require a lot from you, but you do not let that scare you. And you are willing to put the work in even in your relationships, which leads me to sign number two, that you are an ambitious woman. They want meaningful relationships because because they're looking for support as they build and people to walk alongside them on this journey. So they're not just looking for the cookie cutter surface level relationships. They're looking for relationships that are meaningful, relationships that allow them a safe space to be their authentic self. You take your relationships very seriously. You wholeheartedly invest in your tribe. And when you show up, you give your full self. You love on people from the deepest part of you, and people feel that connection with you and they want to keep that connection with you. And sometimes you love people a little bit too intensely, and that might cause you to go over a couple of your boundaries, but that's a whole nother episode because we don't got time to tap into that today. But anyway, so you are wholeheartedly invested in your relationships. And the number one sign of an ambitious woman, she is for the people. She is here for the girls, okay? She is not in competition with other women because she knows her worth. She knows her value. She understands that she is, again, designed for a specific impact. You are rooting for every woman's success, and you are not here for the catty mess. You like, girl, come on over here and sit at this table. I created this table for us. Let's go. Come on. You genuinely want to see people do well in life, and you are 100% here for girl power. Points blank, period, honey. Okay. In fact, your dream lifestyle actually includes empowering communities in some way, shape, or form. For example, you don't want to just start a hair salon just for women to come and take comfort in the space. Yes, you want that. Yes, you want that to be your thing that you do, but you also want it to be a space where women can take classes and workshops and learn about different things. You can bring in different experts from the community so that women can learn and grow and also have that safe space. Or another example, you don't want to just run a fitness membership. You want to create a community where women feel inspired and they learn to authentically love themselves, not just work out for the sake of seeing the scale go down. You don't want to just start a podcast to help women heal from relational trauma. You want to start a movement. You are wholeheartedly invested in people, in your relationships, in seeing women win, in seeing people win. So you actually want to see the tangible action. So really quick recap of the six signs of an ambitious woman: driven by passion and discovering purpose, particular vision for her life and for the people around her in the future, a commitment to her growth. She's not afraid of hard work. They want meaningful relationships because they're looking for support. And then the number one sign, she is for the people. She is rooting for the people.
It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it.
Welcome back for another What I've Been Loving. This week, I have been loving the relationships that are being forged inside of the Abundant Life Society. The Abundant Life Society is my free community space for confident, creative, bold women just like you. Come on in. I will leave the link to join us down below. There are a lot of reasons to join us inside of the Abundant Life Society. There's jokes. There's encouragement. There are community-led events. We share our authentic thoughts about Black culture and the things happening around that. A lot of us love reading books. And so we have a book of the month thread that we usually do, discussions on sisterhood and everything in between. We would love to have you. So consider this your personal invitation to join us. Again, I will leave the link down below. If you enjoyed today's episode, share the love. Share it with your mama, share it with your auntie, share it with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that is all I have for you this week. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.